have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way to stand up, stand up, stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Welcome to the show. It is Friday already again. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E. And my biblical question, an amazing biblical question for the week, can you really know another person? Can you really know another person? An amazing question. We have every way that you can support, watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you are out and about, you can listen to the show because a lot of you are busy. And I understand that. So we made it possible that you can watch the show even if you are out and about, no matter what you're doing. Protests, running around, screaming and yelling at one another, it doesn't matter. You could still be listening to the show by calling the listen line on Talk Screen Live at 651-793-1500. 641, sorry about that. 641-793-1500. 641-793-1500. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JesseLeePeterson. Buymeacoffee.com/JesseLeePeterson or on Bond Cash App. And I do appreciate it. Well, there's a line open. You want to jump in there at 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. It is Friday. And every Friday is Get It Off Your Chest Day. Every Friday is Express Your Friday.
You, Tom, like a mug.
You need to go and get yourself bleached because everything you say about black people and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
I feel like I should start a new series called What the Hell is Wrong with Humanity? This Christy Noem, who is boasting about killing her dog, her hunting dog.
Oh, the humanity! I don't think there's anybody on any side of the aisle, any human being that thinks it's acceptable to go to a gravel pit and shoot a dog in the face and kill it when it's 14 months old. So she's done politically.
Okay, so shooting your dog is not funny. Okay, let's just start with that. But
what do you think about the Christy Noem dog story?
Tell you anything you want.
It was a dog that was extremely dangerous. It had come to us from a family who had found her way too aggressive. We were her second chance, and she
blew it. You had it all and you blew it.
I think you have a woman here who desperately wants to be vice president and ultimately president. And so she says, I can be tough like a man. How can I be tough like a man? I can kill a puppy. Incredibly, the tale of slaughter is actually not finished at this point.
Hi, I'm Sarah McLachlan. Will you be an angel for a helpless animal?
That is amazing. What's really, really amazing about that story, that these people pretended to care about Christy Noem killing her dog. This is like human beings are acting this way over what this woman decided to do with her dog. Isn't that amazing? It's all an act, though. It's not even real. It's all an act to push another agenda. They don't care about that woman doing it to her dog. They don't want her to run. That is amazing. I had no idea that the people cared all like that about this story. Thank you, Sean. I had no idea. Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. They're like, oh, her career is over and everything. These people don't act this way when they kill unborn children. They can care less. They are support. Matter of fact, Joe Biden is catering to the women who are in support of killing the man's children. And they're acting this way over a dog? Believe me, it's all an act. Even Republicans, I think that one guy's supposed to be a Republican. What a mess. I had no idea, folks. What a mess. Thank you. The Anchor Baby put that together. I had no idea. I know I heard that she had written in a book that she had to put the dog down. That's not really uncommon in the southern state. They put horses down, mules down when they need to, whatever. So I wonder now, is this woman regret doing this? Or is she still okay with it? It's getting her some attention, that's for sure. So some of you have heard, and I'm going to get to your calls at 888-775-3773-888-77-JESSE. So some of you have heard that there are some blacks, I don't know if all blacks are like this, not all, but most, are upset about something called gentrification. And for those who might not be aware of this, gentrification is something that when the white man or white people go back to the inner cities and they made the area nice again because it's easy for them to commute to and from work. And so the white people go back into the black community and they make the area nice, and then the blacks get angry at them for coming back and making the area nice. But then if the white people decide to leave and go and make their old area nice, the blacks get mad at them about that. It's like, you're damn if you do, and you're damn if you don't. I don't give a damn if he does. Come on, Paul. I won't accept him. So gentrification, it's really, really, but I understand it. It's really interesting to me what human beings fight over, the things that they fight over. You would think that somebody move out of the neighborhood, fine. They move back in, fine. No big deal. You're in America, you can do what you want. But human beings fight over land. They don't even own or control it, the most part. Oxford is reporting that gentrification is the process whereby the characters of poor urban areas is changed from wealthy people moving in and improving the housing and attracting new businesses, typically displaying current inhabitations in the process. Where did all this come from? How did a human being come up with this kind of crazy thing? I remember when the white people had moved out of Inglewood, California. Because when I first moved to L.A., Inglewood were predominantly controlled by white people. The Forum was there, and it was a really, really nice town. Really nice town. And at the time, a lot of blacks were living in South Central L.A. and Compton and places like that, but they eventually migrated a little bit more west to Crenshaw Boulevard, and areas like that. And then they started moving the blacks into Inglewood. And so when they moved into the Inglewood area, a lot of black people moved, a lot of white people moved out, and Inglewood became a mess. It didn't get better, it got worse. And then the whites started to come back to Inglewood at some point. And the blacks in Inglewood, though they had not done anything to make Inglewood better, they start complaining about it. Gentrification. The white people coming back. And now the costs are going up. It was a mess. Well, finally, at least in one town in the United States of America, because they tried this, what I'm about to show you, in Buck, Texas. Georgia. I think it's called Buckhead, Georgia. The whites tried to separate it from Atlanta, but it didn't quite work. And so apparently that the whites in a part of Louisiana decided this time we want out. And this time, we're going to stand by it, and we're going to fight to get out of the hood, and we're going to go and build our own community and keep it safe for the children. We're going to spend our own taxes in our area. This time, it doesn't matter what y'all say. You can fight about it. You can call us name. You can do whatever you want, but we're out of here. They decided we're going to take back our life a little bit, and it's about time. And so apparently, in Louisiana, this is from the Daily Mail, wealthy white Louisiana residents win rights to form their own cities and split from poor black neighborhoods. in a landmark court ruling because on the in a landmark court ruling because after a 10-year battle, they've been fighting for this for 10 years to have their own independence. And according to Daily Mail, they have it. Now let me see what they're going to do with it. Watch this from Fox.
Not to mention, when you look at how the plan on supporting themselves, it's pulling a lot of the resources and the tax bases from Baton Rouge, stuff that has been used to keep our city stable, right? So
I think Sharon Weston Broome, the mayor there, said the city of Baton Rouge could lose at least $46 million annually as a result of this.
At least, and probably more, right? So when you take all that into account, this is going to hurt the underserved. This is going to be paid for on the backs of poor Black folks. And it continually affects people that look like me in certain communities. And that's sometimes what folks don't understand, even the folks that look like me, right?
Look at the Blacks complaining. This is going to hurt the Blacks. So y'all need to make your mind up what you want to do, what you want white people to do. Either you want them to move back in your community or you don't. If they move back in, you're angry about that. If they move out, you're angry about that. And also, those two males that you just saw discussing this issue, why do you care? What's wrong with you that you can't take care of your own self? Why is it that everything that white people are doing, you're trying to take it away from them because you can't take care of yourself? What's wrong? And then the Blacks in Louisiana, they are relying on the government to take care of them anyway. And so the money that the white folks are taking with them is their money, because the Blacks won't work for themselves. They won't take care of themselves. They're looking to somebody else to take care of them. If ever we needed you, Lord, we need you now. Congratulations to those white people in Louisiana who fought for 10 years for your independence. Now I hope you take advantage of that. Take care of your own areas. Take care of your children. Take your tax dollars and use it to make your life work. Because it's not going to change for the whites for the Blacks until they just have no other choice but to take care of themselves. Congratulations. Really, about time. They fought for it. The whites did. They stood up. And now the Blacks are calling them racist because they moved out. Oh, they don't want to be around us. Why would they? They got to take care of their own children at some point. And I do want to remind you that this is new over the last 70 years or so, because Black Americans were not acting this way prior to the so-called civil rights movement. This is new. Black Americans and I'm a witness to it, took care of themselves for the most part. They did not, we were not taught that we need to rely on somebody else to take care of us. But when the blacks gave up their lives to the so-called civil rights movement, and they stopped taking care of themselves and relying on the civil rights so-called movement to think for themselves, do for themselves, the blacks stopped taking care for themselves. And look what you have. Look what you have. Good for the citizen of Louisiana. And believe me, these people, you're not done yet. They're going to be calling you all kinds of names for taking care of yourself. And finally standing up and say no. It's about time. And there is, and I'm gonna get to all your calls. It is Open Line Friday, 888-775-3773. There's this black guy by the name of Stephen L. A. Smith, and apparently he went on, I believe, Sean Hannity's show, and he was, I guess, trying to warn the black people or the Democratic Party, you know what? Y'all better wake up. The blacks are turning to Donald Trump because you have nothing to offer them. You have nothing to offer the blacks. And they can understand this attack on the great white hope. Well, apparently, the blacks are upset at Stephen Smith for rebuking them. This is from the Charlotte Observer. Stephen A. Smith comments on Trump's trial upsets upsets many, claiming black Americans can relate, drawing a criticism from the NAACP and others. And I want to give you a few of the soundbite what Stephen A. Smith had to say about the great white hope and the blacks and what's happening, and the criticism from the NAACP and others about it. This is Stephen A. Smith, the first soundbite from him. Watch this.
And obviously, I'm talking about Donald Trump. I was a guest on Fox News' Sean Hannity show last night to discuss the upcoming election, the trial, and Trump. Some people weren't happy about what I had to say. Take a listen. But I got to tell you something. As much as people may have been abhorred by Donald Trump's statement weeks ago, talking about how black folks, he's hearing that black folks find him relatable because what he's going through is similar to what black Americans have gone through, he wasn't lying. He was telling the truth. When you see the law enforcement, the court system, and everything else being exercised against him, it is something that black folks throughout this nation can relate to with some of our historic, iconic figures. We've seen that happen throughout society. So no matter what race, what ethnicity you may emanate from, we relate to you when you're suffering like that because we know we have. And that's what he articulated.
Oh, that is funny. That is absolutely funny. That is funny in that black people have not suffered. Really. black people have not suffered. They have not. They have not suffered. It's just not true. You've been lied to. When will you take control of your own life, black Americans? When? If not now, when? When will you stop having someone else represent you? It's really time out for black people to have some leaders or somebody else telling them how pitiful they are. And you just need the NAACP. You need Stephen A. Smith or somebody to represent you. That's not normal. These people are making money for themselves. Stephen A. Smith is doing his work every day. Whatever he does, he's doing. Why do you need somebody if you want to support the Great White Hope? Support him. You don't need some leadership to tell you that you can support him or not. Here's another clip from Stephen Smith. Watch this.
Still running, though. Still a presumptive GOP nominee, though. And by the way, as I pointed out, has gained traction and is ahead of the incumbent, President Joe Biden, in at least five polls. Not all of the polls, but at least five polls have Trump ahead. Now, before I go a bit further, getting into us as black people, because we know how us. We can be now, okay?
Us.
Not all, not some of us, but I'm just talking about some of us from our community. We know how the hell we could be. We're going to have that conversation in just a second. Why am I bringing all of this stuff up? Because the second black folks find somebody from our community that doesn't march 100% lockstep with one another, they a sellout. They this, they that. Shut the hell up. Shut the hell up. This is getting ridiculous, okay? Trump is winning. Y'all just gonna stand still?
Talk about a group mentality, right? How are you gonna ever get free if you have that type of mentality? How? Why do you need Stephen or Jesse Peterson or the NAACP and all these crazy liberals telling you how you should act, who you should vote for, and then how pitiful you are? Why? These people can care 2 cents about you. There's no such thing as the black community. No such thing as the black community. Why? This is like 2024. If you want to support the Great White Hope, you don't need the NAACP or anyone else to tell you that. Aren't you like grown? And if you disagree with Stephen A. Smith, okay. It's called America. When will you become free again, like you were prior to the Civil Rights Movement? I remember black people used to be free. When I come back, one more soundbite on that. And your phone calls, 888-7753-773. Back in a moment. I have books that are amazing. I highly recommend you get them. 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. Even if you're not starting a business, but you have a job, or you're on welfare, it can help you if you do. Be doers of the word, all right? From rage to responsibility. From rage. That's what I write about in the first chapter, especially how I overcame. Scam. How the black leadership exploits black Americans. They are using them. The blacks are too willing to be used. And then my last book, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. They are all amazing books, and they are helpful. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com if you want an autographed copy, or call 800-411-2663. Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. this morning. You don't want to miss it. The Hake Report from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And James Hake is on fire. On fire from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And today, a brand new episode of the FallenState.tv. You don't want to miss this one. And I'm not kidding. Really. So don't miss it. I had an interesting discussion with a guy by the name of Perez Hilton. I keep thinking about the girl Hilton. Perez Hilton. And he is a media personality and a journalist. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
Are you a Christian?
No, I'm a believer in science, and I believe scientists and people smarter than me.
What's important to you?
My children. And I'm a gay dad. What do you think of that?
I believe that human beings can do exactly what they want. If they want to live in hell, they can live in hell.
I was born this way. I have zero attraction to women.
Let me ask, did you grow up close to your father or your mother?
Doesn't matter.
I think I may have heard this guy somewhere along the road, but I was not as familiar with him as I some of the other people, and it was interesting. Interesting. You don't want to miss it. At noon today, thefallenstate.tv. And be sure to support the Fallen State at thefallenstate.tv/donate. And I do appreciate it. And you can also support it on locals.com. And then at 12 noon, the American Anchor Baby. Flying high at 4 p.m. Sorry about that. 4 p.m. on Friday. The American Anchor Baby at 4 p.m. today. Every Friday. You don't want to miss it. He is flying high on natural energy, not pot, not fentanyl, but energy given to him by God. And you do not want to miss it. What a mess. You don't want to miss it. And then Sunday morning, Fellowship for All at 11 a.m. Pacific Time. Doors open at 10:30 a.m. Pacific Time, and all are invited. Go to rebuildingdemand.com, rebuildingdemand.com/church. Again, to start at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, and you're not going to miss, you won't regret that at either. And I do appreciate it. I want to play this last soundbite from Stephen A. Smith, reacting to some of the blacks who, the NAACP and others, who overreacted to his, whatever he feels about Trump or what he think about the blacks. Here is the last soundbite on that. Watch this.
When y'all gonna wake up? I'm wrong when I'm pointing out how black folks for the first time are talking about the borders being flooded, how illegal immigration ultimately negatively affects us. I'm wrong. I'm wrong in pointing out how xenophobia, homophobia, transphobia has all of a sudden become bigger issues than racism in this country. I mean, damn. If gas prices are damn near double what it used to be, if the price of bread, milk, cheese, and every eggs and everything in between is double what it used to be, but we ain't getting raises at work, you trying to tell me I was wrong for bringing that up? You trying to tell me I'm wrong when you're sitting up there and you're talking about and subjects like immigrants in New York City getting $53 million prepaid credit cards to subsidize their existence in this country, and I'm pointing out how that was never done for black people? I'm wrong. I said black folks want to make money and they want to keep money in their pocket. They want to be safe. He better end up in cuffs. He better end up behind bars. He better end up in a zebra suit. The last thing you want is on election night for Trump to still be the GOP nominee, and it comes down between him and Biden, because what it will mean is that you've been talking all of this stuff, Russian collusion and everything else, all these years, and still couldn't touch him.
Amazing. I want to really quick have Sean, my producer, come in, because I did see this yesterday during a Friday. He black. He showed it to me. But I'm not quite understand. Can you come here? I want to ask you about the Stephen A. Smith thing. This is my producer, folks. So it sounds like, is Stephen A. Smith upset at the blacks, or is he with it? I don't understand what he wants.
I mean, he's like starting to see somewhat of the truth, you know, like he's starting to lean one way, but now he seems angry, right? Doesn't he seem angry?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to understand.
A little animated at the least, a little animus.
That, is that just a part of his personality or something?
Yeah, and to me, it's the, you know, craziness that comes up when you identify with the group, because he's somewhat breaking away. You know, he's somewhat seeing the truth.
Right.
But then there's people who get mad at him for doing that, and then now he's getting mad at them back because he's like, why don't you understand? You know, why don't you understand what I see? And it's not like everything he's saying is accurate. You know, he's still talking about racism, and he's, you know.
And so does he live in the black community or something?
I doubt it. He's very, very wealthy.
And so in this particular situation, he's upset at the blacks because are they mad at Trump or not?
Right.
I mean, they support Trump.
For criticizing him.
Oh, I
see. He's mad at the blacks for criticizing him for somewhat breaking away.
Oh,
you know,
I see.
For not towing the line that they... But my question is, like, why does he have to talk like that?
Right.
Why can't he just have a conversation? Like, it's almost like in order to think, he has to be animated and has to, like, be passionate.
I don't know. Where will it end? And that Louisiana report you gave me where the whites are taking their back.
Right.
Really take control of their own life now.
Yeah, it's like the whole anti-racism thing. If you say you're not racist, you're still racist. It's like you're damned if you do, damned if you don't. So if they move in to the black, to the poor urban neighborhoods and make it better, and you know, the blacks move out, then they're wrong for doing that. But if they move out and form their own thing, they're wrong for doing that. So there's no winning.
And the blacks were upset. They're like, oh, they're taking away the taxes. By going out and take care of themselves.
The resources. Yeah.
And they're just using the money anyway to buy food stamps. They're not even using it.
Man.
What a mess. Are you aware of this story, Hate?
Only a little bit.
I'm sorry?
Only a little bit.
Oh, okay.
I saw somebody on Twitter calling him this, what your award was. On that train.
On Qatar?
A coon train.
A coon train. Amazing.
I didn't know that it was still ongoing.
Me either. I didn't see that on Sean.
I guess
show,
they
so
never
see it.
They
sorry?
Never quit.
Yeah. What a mess.
Do you want to see pictures? I went down to the Trump golf course. You want to see pictures?
I do.
Oh, okay.
Is it ready for now?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So I Trump International Golf Course is down in Palos Verdes.
A beautiful area,
yeah,
too.
It took like 45, 50 minutes to get there.
Yeah.
And right on the ocean. So last Saturday, I went down and played 18 holes there.
Wow.
Yeah, check that out. Look at that. Just look at that.
You took that?
Yeah.
Nice.
Paradise on amazing.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's the driving, driving range.
That is so white of you.
Yeah.
What, Doc?
Why people just want a first-class life.
That's right.
Hey, you took a picture of the obvious globe, by the way.
So crisp.
Is that you on the field right there?
No, that's the guy I was playing with.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. But, I mean, the views, like,
breathtaking.
I teed off at 3:30, and right when we were ending, the sun was going down. The weather was perfect. There was no right next to the ocean, and there was no wind. Look at that. That's the last hole.
The asshole?
Yeah.
The last
that's
hole.
That's what A stands for in Stephen A. Smith.
Last hole.
What did I say?
You said last hole.
Right.
What, Doc?
But that is, let me see that again.
Yeah.
It is beautiful,
crazy,
man.
Right? Golf.
Donald Trump.
The beauty of golf is something seriously underappreciated. And then this is another thing people call, believe it or not, people call a golf racist.
They do?
Yeah, because of the amount of space that it takes. So,
right.
So, you know, you take up all this space in the woods, and you go out and you have a good time, and people say, well, you could be using that space for housing. You could be using that space. And they are. They're taking golf courses all around the country, and they're...
Really?
They're making housing.
Terrible.
So he really just does it the right way.
He does,
you know,
man.
What I mean? Everything he does, like, especially his golf courses. But
this is all white people want. They just want you to leave them alone, let them find their some land.
Yep.
Take care of their family, first class life.
And that's how Trump gets his exercise, playing golf.
Oh yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah, he's good.
He doesn't like working out.
He's good at it.
Wow, that's beautiful, man. How did you get into golf?
My dad taught me when I was 8 years old.
Oh, he did?
He did.
Did you want to play as a kid?
Of course, yeah. He actually bought me a used... I was eight. I was a tiny little kid. And he went to a garage sale and he got me a women's set of golf clubs.
Right.
Because they're lighter. And even at eight, they were a little too heavy for me.
I can see that now.
But he just...
He's like, Dad, I can't carry it. This is heavy.
Yeah. And I mean, he had played golf, you know, before I was born a couple times. He wasn't like an avid golfer.
Oh, okay.
But he took me out when I was a kid, and we just had fun. You know what I mean? Like, it wasn't serious. He allowed me to put, like, whatever score I wanted down. It wasn't anything.
Right.
We just had fun.
Yeah.
It wasn't like, you have to be good at this.
Nice.
You know, like, we're going to get you a trainer. In fact... Speaking of that, I don't know if you heard that story about the New Jersey father who had his kid on a treadmill.
No.
Oh. We'll do it on Monday or something. But,
oh, okay.
But yeah, New Jersey father got charged for child abuse because he put his kid on a treadmill and he wouldn't let the kid get off. 6-year-old kid. He's going to say, keep running, keep putting him on, and then the kid died.
He Whoa. Died? Yeah. Wow.
But anyway, yeah, so, you know.
A black kid or white?
White.
Oh.
New Jersey. And there's a lot of other crazy details of that story. But, yeah, got you know, I got into it at like 8 years old.
Why did you go pro? You know what?
I played in high school for 4 years. A lot of competitions, you know. I played on the golf team, and I just didn't want to compete anymore against other people.
Oh, what a beta.
You know, I just wanted to do my own thing. You go out there to relax, you know what I mean?
What a beta. But
Alpha.
I gave up the fight.
You gave up the fight. Yeah. Do you regret that?
No.
No.
Okay. I don't regret anything.
Not enough water.
I don't know.
I have one regret. I have one regret. I wish I played soccer in high school.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I think I would have been good at soccer.
Really?
Yeah.
Amazing.
It's a great sport.
It is? But it wasn't an American sport for a long time, right?
No. In fact, I got into a heated argument in college with an exchange student from Turkey. Because he said, you know, soccer's the best sport in the world. Like, it's beautiful. It's all these things. And I said, no. Soccer's the most popular sport in the world because it's the cheapest sport in the world. All you need is a ball. And, you know, it's not like football where you need pads or baseball where you need equipment. It's the most popular sport in the world because it's the cheapest.
Nice.
And he didn't like that.
Really?
Yeah, he didn't like that at all. Like, this is why people hate Americans, because you're arrogant and you're ignorant.
Why did he move away then? He should have moved back to his country. Well, right on, man. Those are amazing pictures.
Crazy, right?
Amazing pictures. The Great White Hope is a mess.
Yeah, nice. And I realized, too, one last thing. I was wrong about the whole water situation. You were right.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Whoa! What made you realize?
Well, you had said, you know, where did the idea come from that we have to drink water all day?
Yeah.
You know, it was back in the day, we didn't used to carry around water bottles. We just drank when we were thirsty.
Right.
And how it's a money-making scheme to get people to buy water bottles.
Yeah.
And I was like, no. But then I obviously that's true. You just drink when you're thirsty.
Yeah.
You know? Like, just like when you eat when you're hungry.
Yeah.
You don't... And that's different for different people. Like, for me, I wake up thirsty, so I drink a lot of water in the morning.
Right.
I don't drink any water at night.
Right.
For other people, that might be opposite.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But yeah, you don't have to keep sipping all day, I guess.
Your enemies are turning on you as we speak. Joy of Friday...
I'm sorry, Joel.
Joel Friday calling you a traitor right now.
Yeah.
Hank, right in front of you, calling you a traitor.
He's typing traitor.
And Sean, I mean, Hassan calling you a traitor because you finally realized one simple truth.
No, and you know what? I took it personally. You know what I mean? I was like, no, you have to stay hydrated, you know? But I even took it so far to say that maybe you didn't have access to water back in the day.
When I heard that, I'm like, what do you mean? Everywhere I went, that was water.
Yeah.
At school, at church, at home,
yeah.
At the cotton field.
Now the they springs, let the... natural mountain springs.
Yes. There was water.
Now they let
but
the pipes
we were in
get
charge
dirty.
Of how much water we want to drink. But the market has market has played a game on you guys. They have told you you need to drink this much water every day, buy the bottles, do this and do that, and you don't realize you've been brainwashed.
Yeah, and there's some good evidence out there that drinking too much water is bad for you.
Yes.
Because it takes out all the minerals. And
absolutely.
And stuff. And especially salt. If you don't have the right salt levels, you feel tired. You feel you know, crazy and stuff.
So what is it like knowing now that your enemies are turning on you because you disagree?
Makes sense, you know.
Hank, you want to sit and say why he's there? Hey, Joel having a hissy fit.
I'm sorry.
You want to say anything about that?
No comment. I'm too angry to speak.
I've said this on the show, though, but have you ever thought about water, though? They say our bodies are, you know, whatever, 70% water. Right. Our brains are like 90% water.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it is the basis of life, you know, H2O, right? But isn't it crazy that, like, what you think it's a coincidence that water is the basis of life? And it also is this, like, magical substance that is clear, it's tasteless, it's odorless. Yeah. It's there, but it's not there. It can exist in three different states. It's this, like, almost magical substance.
Yes.
You know? Like, what are the chances?
I never thought about that, but you're absolutely right.
What are the chances that it's the basis of life, and it also is, you know, clear and odorless and tasteless?
Yeah.
Like, isn't that weird to anybody else? also, isn't it weird that our bodies are, like, somewhat symmetrical from the outside, right? The left and right are somewhat the same. But inside, it's not symmetrical. Our heart's over here, and our digestive system's all over the place. Like, why is the inside not symmetrical, but the outside is? Anybody? I guess we'll just... never mind. Isn't that weird?
Go back to drinking water.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't drink enough water this morning.
What, Doc?
Now you got to go out and face Joel.
Yeah.
He has turned on you. He like gives Sean the middle finger.
Dang. I think I'll stay in here.
He like, I can't even look at Sean right now.
Dang.
It's okay, Joel. You can still drink your bottle of water. Amazing. Even Hassan turned on you.
That's all right.
Amazing. Thank you, man. Amazing story. Do you want to comment on the body thing he just mentioned?
It is interesting that we are symmetrical on the outside, and it's like it's all messed up everywhere on the inside, like cows. Cows have all kinds of stuff going on the inside, too.
Innards.
And horses.
You eat grass?
Yeah, well, not grass, but it resembles grass.
I used to eat a lot of weird stuff when I was a kid. I used to eat dog bones, wishbones. You know the wishbones?
Are you serious?
I used to eat those. I used to eat frozen peas.
Doggy treats?
Frozen peas. I used to love frozen peas. And then I used to eat raw oats. Like raw oats.
Just dry?
Yeah, just dry raw oats.
Whoa.
And so you used to eat dog bones?
Yeah. Wishbones.
That they sell at the market, at the store?
Yeah, Wishbone is like a, you know, classic brand of dog bones.
Did your parents?
I already regret saying this.
Did your parents know you were eating that?
I don't know. Maybe.
But I thought those were dirty, clean enough for dogs, but not clean enough for humans to eat.
What do you mean clean?
Not dirty. Like, it was too dirty for humans.
I don't know what's in them or what they're made of, but I liked it.
Joel's like, now I'm looking like the beta male. He looking like the beta male because you realize we've been played
right
by the water.
And then I said the thing about dog bones, and it switched back again.
When I come back, folks, I'm going to take your phone calls and super chats and all that. Very interesting, Sean. Thank you, man.
Come on, man.
Hake is coming up with hate news, not the fake news. I'll be back in a moment. I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father. And I returned to my father. And through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man over woman, woman over children. So get From Race to Responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, BOND, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family. by rebuilding the man.
Wally's missing. A whole lot of mess going on in the world. It's raining in Dubai. They're recalling the beef. Does that have anything to do with the bird flu? Oh, no, they say E. coli. Wow. There's campus protests. Biden's weighing in on it. And the IRS wants to audit you if you have a lot of money. Maybe if AI tells them to. Oh, no. This is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It's Get It Off Your Chest Friday, May 3rd, 2024 AD. Stay tuned for hour two. JLP will be right back to you, to your calls. I don't think he's gotten to a call yet, even though it's supposedly Get It Off Your Chest Friday. But first, fake news, not fake news. Great men's forum last night. Men's forums are first Thursday of the month, which was yesterday. Women's forums, third Thursday of the month. 7 p.m. at Bond in Los Angeles. And you can check rebuildingtheman.com/events in the week leading up to it to confirm that it's happening, or call 1-800-411-BOND, 1-800-411-2663 to confirm the schedule. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports the IRS announced they are ramping up audits of wealthy taxpayers, so-called wealthy, by 50%. Thousands of new employees will be hired to help with this endeavor. Audits. While improved, so-called improved AI, artificial intelligence systems, will assist in selecting which millionaires, which a millionaire comes, it's probably a dime a dozen because $1 million isn't worth a dime anymore, and businesses, which businesses also to audit. What a mess, huh? And campus protests. Crooked Joe Biden, the so-called president, who's barely there, made his first extensive remarks on the wave of unrest at colleges yesterday, Thursday, drawing a line between what he called peaceful and violent protests, while reiterating his support for Israel, supposed support for Israel, not godly support for Israel, not like JLP's support for Israel, but lame-o evil establishment. And dismissing calls for the National Guard to intervene. Remember, National Guard has intervened in college protests before, and I think they've killed people before. Biden emphasized that both sides, both groups, have the right, quote-unquote, right to free speech, but also said the United States was a civil society. Yeah, right. Since when? Where order must prevail. What a liar. When asked if the protests had forced him to reconsider American policies toward the Middle East, Biden said, no. Nationwide, more than 2,000 people have been arrested on college and university campuses since April 18th. Protests in solidarity, communist buzzword, with Palestinians under the Israeli siege in Gaza have also spread to campuses in Europe, Asia, and the Middle East. Bunch of busybodies, huh? And a beef recall. 8 tons of ground beef sold at Walmart locations nationwide have been recalled for possible E. coli contamination. In total, 6 meat items produced by Cargill Meat Solutions could be affected, according to a recall notice from the USDA. There have not been any confirmed reports of illnesses, but a spokesman from the meat company said the products were recalled out of an abundance of caution. Isn't that nice? Walmart issued a statement reiterating their commitment to the health and safety, quote-unquote, of their customers. Yeah, right. Have you seen the Walmart customers? They're not that healthy, nor that safe. But okay. As soon as we are notified of the recall, we immediately removed impacted products and informed customers who may have purchased these products, so said a Walmart spokesman. They say it, spokesperson, but that's liberal. Dubai, raining in Dubai. Another round of heavy rain returned to the United Arab Emirates Thursday. That's the country in which Dubai is. On Thursday, forcing widespread business closures and flight cancellations. The storm comes just 2 weeks after record-setting rainfall triggered damaging floods in several parts of the country, which killed at least 4 people. What a mess. There's also a bunch of people killed in Oman, and elsewhere. Children in school bus were swept away. What a mess. I'm James Eake.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Good morning. Welcome to the second hour of the show already. It's amazing. You can get involved by calling 888-77-5-3-77-3-888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And if you're busy and you're not able to just watch the show, you can podcast all the show, but you could be listening on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line of the show on Talk Stream Live at 741-693-1500. And to donate, 641-793-1500. Whatever, right? And to donate and have your super chat read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or rebuildingtheman.com. Rebuildingtheman.com. It is Friday. And every Friday is Get It Off Your Chest Friday.
You, Tom, like a mug.
You need to go and get yourself bleached, because everything you say about black people, and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
Noam says she then took the dog out to a gravel pit, George, and shot the dog. She said that, quote, I hated that dog.
I feel like I should start a new series called What the Hell is Wrong with Humanity?
Amazing.
I don't think there's anybody on any side of the aisle, any human being that thinks it's acceptable. I mean, that's just hideous.
Where is the humanity?
So she's done politically.
Okay, so shooting your dog is not funny, okay?
Well, guess what? Now this is happening.
What are you doing?
It was a dog that was extremely dangerous. We were her second chance, and she
blew it! You had it all and you blew it!
I think you have a woman here who desperately wants to be vice president and ultimately president. And so she says, I can be tough like a man. How can I be tough like a man? I can kill a puppy.
How did that woman come up with that idea? What a mess. Excuse me. It's interesting that people reacting to this woman decided to do what she wanted to do with her dog. For whatever reason. And it's in her new book, I'm told. And I'm wondering if she regret that now. I hope not. I hope not. Let me go to the busy phones. Let me go to first-time caller out of Florida, Brian. Brian, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse, how you doing?
All this is well, sir. Thanks for calling.
I just want to tell you I appreciate the message. I grew up Catholic, and I've never heard a unique message like yours, and it actually made me understand Christianity better and salvation being of the heart, not of the intellect.
Nice.
And forgiveness and everything like that. But I want to get it off my chest with you, Jess, and your producers.
Let me say this first before you do. Let me say this. Such a simple message of forgiveness and salvation is of the heart, and you're entered into the kingdom, and you can live your life. It's amazing to me that the church, including Catholic Church, have missed that message. That is mind-blowing to me.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, because I grew up praying to inanimate objects like statues and lighting candles and beads, and it didn't work. And the reason it didn't work, or I know that it didn't work, because my mother was an absolute nut, and she used to drag us to church every Sunday.
Yeah.
When I tell you the evil came from her, and since then I've had to forgive her, but she was an undiagnosed schizophrenic, and she just ravaged the household, even with my father being there in the house. He couldn't control her.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
She was just a nut. I remember growing up, just thinking about it, listening to you, I'm like, my mother was an absolute nut. My mother used to actually verbally abuse us as well.
Yeah.
With my father being there, and my father would not protect us. And he was just there physically, but he wasn't there mentally or spiritually at all.
What a mess. And this message
it was a mess.
This message of forgiveness, it's in the New Testament. The whole thing is in the New Testament. It's not like something that I can take any say, you know, it wasn't my idea. It's in the New Testament. Forgive. It is done. You can be free and live a perfect life right here on earth. You don't have to wait until you die. And so many people are suffering because they have missed that.
Exactly. And a lot of people are suffering in all these churches, Presbyterian, Episcopalian, Catholic.
Yeah,
they're
all
suffering because even your message on Fox and they're not being of ours, our origin and the imagination and the ego that's not being taught in any of these institutions or churches. So people are like catching a thrill on Sundays, dancing and hoobling and hobbling, but then they're living in their hell throughout the week.
And even in the Bible, it says that your thoughts are not my thoughts. Your ways are not my way. My voice is a quiet, still voice. And that you must overcome your, I'm paraphrasing, but you had to overcome the imagination. All thoughts are lies. There's nothing true about it. It has nothing to do with God. And I'm telling you, man, everybody's living in the imagination, thinking that they're living the way God wants them to live, and it's just not true. But I'm glad you're waking up to him, and I'm glad you're waking up.
Last thing, Jesse.
Yes.
I just got to get it off my chest with you and your producers. I want to challenge you and your producers to bring this message more to young black men and young men, period. And because this message is so important, but I think that the show needs to modernize a little bit and reach out to athletes, reach out to a little bit of celebrities, like on the Fallen State, and get them there. And so to broaden the reach of this program and of your message as
but
well.
I know what you mean, but it's already reaching out to everyone. It's for everyone. And I am doing a lot of private counseling to people like that because they don't want their stuff to be in the public. And so I am counseling with, you'll be surprised at the number of black men and women that are in places like that, but they just don't want anyone to know about it.
Right, right.
And
okay.
We are getting...
Well, I appreciate you, Jesse, man.
Yeah, we're getting more and more black people who are finally waking up, and they didn't know that they resented their mothers. They thought it was the father. They thought it was something else. But when they heard the message of forgiveness and, hey, forgive your mother, a lot of them just, they're like, wow, that makes sense. I never thought about that before, because they thought they had a good relationship with mama, because mama, the black mama, had deceived them to make them think she the one suffered so much. You got to rotate around mama, and it's just been a problem. But you're absolutely right. But it's getting out there, Brian. Thank you, man.
Hey, I appreciate you. And also, man, it's a better late than never. But had I received this message or found your show about 10 years ago or 8, 5, 6 years ago, I would have been completely different, man.
Absolutely.
That's the only thing I do like. I don't regret, but I like, damn, I wish I would have had this message. Well, information before, you know, but
well, be grateful.
Better later than eight.
That's right. God is not into time, so your life began now. So you're fortunate. Rather than waiting until your body leave, you're absolutely blessed that you have it now.
I appreciate you. God bless you guys.
You too, buddy.
Great work.
All right. Amazing. There are blacks who are waking up to this, folks. They really are. And they realize that all their life, nothing else has ever worked for them. And so they're seeing the anger that they have. And all people, most people are not going to accept the truth, no matter what. They'll rather believe or blame someone else for their problem. They love their hell that they're living in. And they would like that during Christ's days. So it's just going to only be a few people who are waking up to the truth. There's no way around it. And leave those people in their hell, wish them well, and get away from them. Don't care if it's mama, daddy, brother, no matter what. Because they'll destroy you if you stay into their hell. They don't want to get out, and they don't want you to get out. Let me go to DJ, first-time call out of Massachusetts. DJ, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Thank you for taking my call, Jesse.
Yes, sir.
I super chatted you yesterday asking if it was okay to date a girl who doesn't believe in God.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I had a few questions about that because, like, lately the devil's been telling me whenever I hang out with her that I'm, like, wasting time with her. I'm kind of, everything's a waste of time because she doesn't believe in the same things I believe in.
Like what, for an example?
Just like pretty much God. She doesn't really have like any concept of it. She doesn't really believe in it. She understands like the dynamic of men and women and stuff. So there's that. But I would just get thoughts whenever I hang out with her that I shouldn't be hanging out with her. And especially because like I met her in a fallen state type of manner.
Yeah.
It kind of adds on to it.
Yeah. Well, as long as you're able to just be yourself and don't cater to her, let her be herself. You be yourself. Don't cater to her. Don't waste all your money on her, and you'll be fine, man. If it doesn't work out, fine. If it does, fine. Because in all honesty, the women who are into Christianity and going to church, they are as lost and out of control as the non-women who say they believe in God.
Yeah, yeah.
The Christian women don't really believe in God.
Yeah.
So
I
just have no expectation from her. And if you want to hang out sometime with her, hang out with her. If you don't. But don't have any expectation from her. You just continue to work on yourself.
Yeah, I enjoy the little time I spend with her, because like I really don't feel like I get an ego feeling from her at all. Like I could take it or leave it.
Right on.
Kind of like you say a lot. So
yeah. Well, no, I mean you got to learn how to. You should learn how to deal with women anyway, but just don't cater to him. Don't make them your god. You'll be fine.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Thank you.
Amazing. All right, man. Anything else?
I think I'm good, honestly. I've been having, I've been pondering on forgiving my parents.
You haven't done that yet?
I feel like I have at heart, but there's just something that dwells in me because they really taught me, like, how to hate white people without even realizing it.
Yeah.
Growing up and stuff. So, and they still really kind of like believe in all those things. Like they're part of like the Free Palestine crowd and all that stuff. So it's just like, it's kind of one thing after another with them.
And so, why haven't you gone and forgive them so you can live your life? You are your own world now. Why haven't you gone and forgive them so you can move on?
Yeah. No, I agree. I really need to.
No, I asked, why haven't you?
Yeah, I don't know. I guess I still have those feelings that maybe I don't fully understand yet because, like, I still kind of resent them for showing me those feelings, like, to hate people and be angry at people, whatever, for, like, 20-something years of my life, so.
How old are you now?
24.
24. And so I'm not quite understanding. You see that you're angry at them, you resent them, right?
Yeah.
And so, again, what is holding you back from going and face them and forgive them? So that you can move on.
Yeah, I guess nothing. I really just got to do it, man.
But what holds you back?
Nothing, really, nothing. I guess just that anger, that little bit of anger that still kind of sticks with me.
But once you forgive them, and it sounds like you see clearly that you do resent them, once you forgive them, the spirit of anger will disappear from your heart.
Yeah.
You doing the silent prayer?
Yeah, usually in the morning and certain times during the day where I could kind of just calm down whenever those thoughts hit me or whenever the devil tries messing with me.
Well, practice staying aware so you can allow God to take the spirit of evil away from you, all right?
Thank you, brother.
I wish you well, man. I recommend do what you want. You face your parents so you can move on from the hell that they're living in.
Yeah, I agree. Thank you, brother.
You're welcome. I wish you well.
Thank you. Have a good day, brother.
You too. I'm texting Hake. 888-7753-773-888-77-JESSE. We had the men's forum last night, every first Thursday night of the month. It was deep. And I'm not just saying that. It was amazing. Stay with it, guys. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. Let me go to the UK and talk to a first-time caller, Peter, all the way from the United Kingdom. Peter, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hey, Peter. You're on the air.
Oh, hello, Jesse.
Hey, Peter.
Just a quick, I know you've got all the phone calls, and just wanted to thank you. Thank you for pointing me to the source.
You're welcome.
Help understanding.
Stay with it, Peter. You haven't seen anything yet, but it's just going to get better for you.
Yeah, I put a super chat sort of from time to time, and I like the way Hake reads my name. It's Piotr Rubel.
Oh.
Maybe you sort of recognize, because I do it quite sometimes.
You recognize that, Hake?
Yeah.
I'm sorry?
Yeah.
I can't hear you.
Yes. I call him Piotr.
Yeah, that's fine. But if you really promise. If you really translate my name, it would be Peter Sparrow. So it's just a little bird.
Nice.
If you translate it to English, that's all. So I just wanted to say thank you. Thank you for everything. And I just wanted to say that I understand that victim mentality sort of procedure. It's like where I'm from, I'm... basically, I'm Polish, and I've moved to England about 15 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to hear this growing up that we need to get, like, well, quote-unquote, Poland needs, like, to take reparations from Germany because they done something in the past. You know, obviously, we all remember the wars, but, I mean, remember, we just... noticed that they were there, but this is like one of the ways to get stuck, isn't it?
Yes.
Because then you're looking like, oh well, So Adam needs to do anything.
Yeah.
Because some random German bloke owes me something.
That is so true, now, man.
Who's got nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
Same as me. I had nothing to do with the war and the, you know, I can understand the point that, you know, that it happened, and I can acknowledge that, but staying in the past with it is just a mess.
Yeah. Any adult who, whether man or woman, male or female, and they are blaming someone else for their whatever situation in life, it's clear that that person cannot see, that they're living in the darkness and they cannot see, because there's nothing in life that anyone can stop you from if you want to take control of your own life. It's just not true. And they're just living in darkness and cannot see. And so they have a false sense of being a victim because they are blind and cannot see.
Yeah, totally agree. And I would just add that people will even approach you and ask. I was asked by someone who I used to work with, well, are you angry with Hitler? And my answer was, where is Hitler now?
I rest my case. That's right, man. That happened then. That's not happened now. And it has had nothing to do with you then. Why are you thinking about something that has nothing to do with you at all? It's a waste of life. It's just a waste of time.
That's it. Instead of seeing what's in front of you and what's now, you're just stuck.
Absolutely, man. Amazing, Peter. Thank you, man. And thank you for your super chats and everything.
Thank you very much. And God bless you, Jesse.
Thank you, buddy. I appreciate that. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it.
Take care.
All right.
All the best.
Yeah, thank you. Amazing. Heard around the world by everybody and their mama. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Over on buymeacoffee.com/Jesse JLP Talk. Greenwall bought a coffee saying, nice interview with Owen, Jesse. Here's to a tall plate of roast beef.
Thank you. I was on InfoWar with Owen Schroyer yesterday. It was very, very good. I enjoyed it to the utmost. It was amazing. Thank you.
RH bought three coffees saying, Jesse, I'd like to say pause. Thank you for everything you've done. Pause. Trump 2024.
That's Joe Biden reading the teleprompter. And the prompter telling him to pause, don't say pause. And he did. What a mess. Thank you.
Drew bought five coffees with no message. Thank you.
Thank you, Drew.
Gregatron bought a coffee. Jesse, yesterday I saw a small dog on the back of a motorcycle. What the? It had goggles on, Jesse. Goggles. Goggles for a dog? Doggles?
Human beings have lost their mind. Really? What a sad way to live. When I look at the world, it fills me with sorrow. Children today gonna suffer tomorrow. They got the dog on a motorcycle with glass on. What will I see next? Thank you. Amazing.
Another from Gregatron. Hey, Jesse, would you rather read resumes with the names Shakita, Shaniqua, Artisha, Elantra, Tikwa, Uniqua, Portia, Danisha, Lexis, et cetera, or would you rather read ones from Jill, Tiffany, Trish, Stephanie, Madison, Jennifer, Beth, Christina, Doris, Martha, et cetera, et cetera?
I would never read those with those other names. The first names you gave, I mean, I look at those, I wouldn't even bother wasting my time with that. Amazing. Thank you. What now?
Gregatron with yet one more coffee. Jesse, did you listen to the Hake report yesterday? ? Joe from Phoenix said it's Hake's fault the white population is going down because he ain't making no white babies. Mark called black people savages, and then the 87-year-old man called in. It was a mess.
That was yesterday?
Uh-huh.
No, I was in a meeting. I was not able to hear it yesterday.
It was interesting.
That guy,
for me.
Were they joking with you?
Not one of them was joking with me.
Even the guy from Arizona wasn't joking?
No. Well, no. He was saying, it's your fault. In 2045, whites are going to be a minority, according to the Census Bureau. And you're the problem, Hake, because you're not making white babies.
He was joking.
Oh.
He had to be.
He was. Maybe it was just a personal attack.
Yeah. I didn't hear the show, so I really can't respond to it.
But it was a mess.
Oh, it was?
Yeah.
But you dealt with it.
Yeah.
Amazing.
I was
Thank
part
you.
Of the mess, maybe. Ryan B. bought a coffee. Thank you, Gregatron. I thought I lived in a small town, but on Sundays there are two mega churches that pay the police to direct traffic when the service lets out. The pastor's name is Steve. He's probably a beta.
Amazing. Thank you.
Queto bought a coffee. Answer to the biblical question.
Can you ever really know another person? Can you ever really know another person?
Queto or Quito says no. People are constantly changing. Some subtle changes, some drastic changes. I don't even truly know myself. So how can I truly know anybody else? Have a great weekend. See y'all Sunday at Fellowship. Amazing.
Right. Amazing. Thank you. And I'll put my little two cents on Sunday. I appreciate it.
Mike Zook bought a coffee. Jesse, who is more in need of forgiving their angry mother, Earl or Maze?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't even know where Earl is anymore. Amazing. Thank you.
Marcus bought five coffees. No message. Thank you, Marcus.
Thank you, Marcus.
Dawn, Donnie Girl's idea with a Rumble rant. We are all suffering and always have. It's just, which bully are you listening to? Love more and we hurt less, praise God. Looking good, Jesse. Rewind that clock.
Amazing. Thank you. What the?
Prep Ham Paul on all that water drinking?
Yeah.
Gave a Rumble rant saying, a urologist once said, if your pee is very yellow, you're not drinking enough. If it's clear, you're drinking too much. It should be just a very light yellow color. Big smile, grin emoji.
That's why you should listen to the God-given tape recorder inside of your heart, and he'll tell you when you need some water. He's already put it inside of you to let you know whenever you need water. Don't worry about it. Just pay attention to that. And not the market people who are trying to make money off you. What the? Thank you, though.
Justin bought a coffee. Jesse, I've been in commercial construction for 10 years now. Back then, only a couple trades were dominated by illegal labor. Now they do it all.
Yeah.
It is not uncommon for me to be on a job site with 50 other people and be the only one who speaks English. I feel like a foreigner in my own country.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it can be fixed. Had to get that off my chest.
Right on. Thank you. Yeah, I think we're too far down the road now to return. When we got to the point that people can come from another country into America and chant death to America, I'm like, it's over. And nothing has been done about it at all. They're not shipped back. They're not put in jail. They're nothing. And then they have other demands. I'm like, it's over for America. I would suggest you work on yourself so you can be ready for things to come. It's going to get worse in the world, not better. But you can still be at perfect peace if you work on yourself. Thank you, but you're absolutely right. I know what you mean. Amazing.
It's midnight. Your Uber driver bought a coffee. Got a trip that had multiple stops the other day to a mountain. Curious, I accepted and started to a cave. As I got closer, I heard rumbling and a boulder bounce right in front of me with a soldier chasing after it. Once I got to the destination, it was a mummified man eating alpha jerky. Arriving to the first stop, the man said he would return with his father. Now I've been waiting for years for him, and I messaged him saying, I'm waiting on you, God. And he replied, I've been waiting on you. Amazing.
Amazing. Thank you. Let me take a quick break. Thank
All
you.
Right.
Amazing. When I come back, your phone calls and more Super Chat. Back in a moment, right after this message. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Shout outs, birthday shout outs, weddings, anniversaries, encouragement, no matter what the occasion is, I will do them for you. Go to, this is for personal shout outs, go to Cameo, cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson, cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson, all right? And if you need counseling, we have the best counseling service on this side of heaven. You may need two sessions, but some people like more, but it's up to you. Go to, by phone, Skype, or walk-in, go to rebuildingdemand.com, rebuildingdemand.com, or call 800-411-2663. 800-411 to set up an appointment, all right? And also, don't forget, you need your aphrodisiacs. You need it if you're working out or you just kind of like to snack during the day. And they are good. Watch this. People tell me I have a lot of aphro energy. Jesse, what gives you so much aphro energy, they say? Is it energy drinks? No. Is it cigars? No. It's Afro Jerky. Afro Jerky from Big Club, USA. Afro Male. And you can have Afro Jerky energy too. Amazing. Check it out. It is delicious. I see Hate around the office sometime eating his Afro Jerkies. So check it out. Hey, let's just finish those Super Chat that we left off and then I get to the phone.
Super Chat.
Okay. Evgeny Crosby with the diamond. Jesse on the War Room with Owen Schroyer. What the?
Amazing. Yes. I'm there every month, once a month. And it was amazing yesterday. Thank you, guys.
Is it like the first Thursday of the month, same day as the men's forum?
Well, I don't know if it's necessarily the first Thursday, but it is the first of the month.
First week of the month or something like
that?
Yeah. It's me, Xenia, gave a rumble rant.
I think you're right about that, though.
Superfly shirt, as always, on Jesse. Just ordered my husband and I Tar Baby shirt. Can't wait for it to come in.
Amazing. Tar Baby shirts are back. They were once banned, but now they're back. Go to our store there, rebuildingtheman.com/store. Check them out. American Tar Baby, Jesse Lee Peterson. Amazing. Thank you. I appreciate it. Even a hat. That's cool. Amazing.
Evgeny, I owe a caller one of those hats because I bet him that the gypsies were not from Romania, and they were.
Ooh, that's not good.
Terrible.
Amazing. Thank
but
you.
But your shirt is the White History Month shirt.
Yeah, you're wearing the White History Month.
White History Month for July, so get ready for that. If the Lord is willing, we're going to be celebrating 7 years of White History Month.
White History is White, White History Month. White History is White, White.
July just feels white.
And those are not quite available yet.
Right.
But it will... They will become available as the day, as the month approaches. Evgeny Crosby with the diamond. Is it the cigars? No. I feel like I'm missing something from... usually has a lead in, but I don't see it.
Thank you, though.
And then he says, I mean, Urinal Chills gave a Rumble rant. He's a monthly supporter on Rumble, Jesse Lee Peterson.
Thank you.
He says, Earl. Huh?
Amazing. Thank you.
Dave, ZX6R, bought a coffee. I still can't get my head around why so many Christians feel they can play God when it comes to crime and punishment. Surely if we are to practice forgiveness to all, this includes those who have committed the most heinous crimes as well.
Yeah.
Of course, they need to be dealt with in respect to protecting others, but then surely they also need to be treated with love and forgiveness, just as Jesus had taught us. No exceptions.
That's right.
We must offer all a chance to return to the Father.
And wait until you realize why there is no exception. When you really, really see what's driving you, you're going to see what's driving others, and you're going to realize that God is not judging you because God knows it's not you. It's that thing that made a home in your mind. Really, it's so deep. It's not even funny, it's so deep, but so many people miss it. What a sad way to live. Thank you.
On buymeacoffee.com, NF says, Hi, Jesse. /JLP talk, of course. Hi, Jesse. In response to the clip about the dog from earlier, yes. I am from Virginia, and dog killings are making the news in my area also. I was like, what the? People are hoping for the death of for killers. Let's wait and see where this goes. In response to the biblical question, can you ever really know?
Can you ever really know another person?
You can totally know every other human being on earth. All you have to do is know yourself.
Amazing. Thank you for responding to that, and I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
And thank you, guys. That's all for now.
Amazing.
Oh, that handyman just got one in from Rumble. I watched it appear before my eyes. I'm not remiss in not checking.
Oh, okay.
Biblical question. Can
you ever really know another person?
Yes, I've been working on myself and wanted to know myself has opened my eyes about understanding others, and we're all in mess.
Yes.
If you truly know yourself, you'll truly know others.
Yep. Amazing.
And now
I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. Thank you. Amazing. Hey, while you're here, I want to hear this story about the alligator that's missing or something. Amazing. We have it right now. And it's from CNN, I believe, right, Sean?
I have it from CNN.
What? Oh, you read it. He's away from his desk. Well, we'll see who it's from, and then I'll give credit to. Watch this.
What began as a trip to visit friends in Brunswick, Georgia, became a nightmare for owner Joey Henney.
I come out, and I saw he wasn't in his pond. I thought that was weird. And I looked in the enclosure here, and he was nowhere to be found.
Wally is Henny's emotional support reptile. The friendly gator has appeared in community events and fundraisers across South Central Pennsylvania. Henny says he's scared to lose his reptile companion.
Why? Why can't people let stuff like that alone when they're doing good?
His only lead is a tip from a friend of a friend.
Apparently, this guy around 30 years old was in there bragging how he stole Wally. Apparently, he has him in his house, in his basement. So I don't know. We just got to find out.
Henny says he waited to file a report because he didn't have the right permit for Wally during their visit. Fox 43 reached out to several agencies who may be involved in locating Wally, including Brunswick Police Department, for a comment, but did not receive a response. All Henny can do now is wait.
If he is returned unharmed, there'll be no questions asked. You get the reward and just go. You know, we just want Wally back. I need him back.
What a beta. Oh, my God. That's disgusting. That's from Fox, I'm told. And so Christy shot her dog, and they have a hissy fit. Where's Wally? What do you think about that story?
That's terrible.
What's terrible?
Well, it's terrible all around. You shouldn't be stealing people's emotional support. Reptiles?
Maybe Wally wanted to get away.
Maybe.
And find his way back to the water.
It's also terrible that this grown older man is so dependent on
it's hard to
anything.
Believe, man.
It's bad enough. I say it's bad enough. It's to me, it's like just as bad to be dependent on like a woman or any other person.
Right.
But it's also even insane to be dependent on an animal.
And you're a grown man.
Yeah. White
hair. Not like some kid playing with an alligator.
No, this is an old guy.
If ever we needed you, Lord, we need you now. I hope they never find Wally.
Whoa. But that would be for the good of the man,
come
honestly.
On, man. Maybe that man, right. Maybe he'll wake up again to life.
And just what
Alan,
he needs.
I bet not ever. I hope he doesn't try to take her airplane. What a sad state of being. Anyway, thank you.
Yeah,
I appreciate
you.
It. Let me go to Eve out of Holland. Eve, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hello, Jesse. Can you hear me?
I hear you. Yes. Yes.
Hello.
Hello. Hello?
Yes.
Go ahead.
I was calling because I'm in a tough situation. I met one guy 1 month ago, and I really like his personality. But he has a physical condition. He cannot walk properly. Okay?
He cannot work?
No, walk
okay.
properly.
All right.
Okay. The thing is the demon telling me these things in my mind, like not continue to get to know him, or is it God telling me these things? I don't know if my thoughts are coming from the devil or from God.
You say that he is not able to work, are you saying he can't work at all, or just some type of work he cannot do?
No. I'm not talking about work, about job. I'm talking about walking. Do you understand? W-A-L-K-I-N-G.
So, what did you say? Oh, walking. He can't walk.
Yes.
Oh, he can't walk.
Yes.
Oh, I got
exactly.
you. And he gets around. He get around in a wheelchair?
Not exactly. He walks like if he's a drunk man, but he's not. He's very smart. He's very kind. He just has that condition, that physical condition.
And so why are you listening to the thought about it at all then?
What should I do? Should I stop getting to know him, or should I continue? I really don't know. Because the thoughts are telling me, people are going to start laughing at you because you are with this kind of man, even though he's nice and kind. And also, my life is very active, right? And I like to do a lot of sports. So if we end up together, we won't be able to share that hobby together.
And so have you talked to him about this?
I don't want to be rude or anything.
Why? I mean, if you're dating this guy and you have questions like that, why not talk to him about it? That's the whole purpose of dating, is to get to know each other and be honest with each other to see how things are going to go. Why don't you talk to him about you if you have concern about that?
But, Jesse, he cannot change this illness.
Right. And so why don't you... But you listened to your thought about it, right?
Yes.
And so why are you listening to your thoughts about it when you know your thoughts are not your own?
So should I just continue getting to know him?
Why are you listening to your thoughts about it when you know that your thoughts are not your own?
Yes, you're right.
No, that was a question.
Maybe God is talking to me through my thoughts, and he's telling me I shouldn't continue getting to know this person because of this. Or am I a bad person for this? Or maybe God wanted us.
But why would God, if God doesn't deal with you in thoughts, what is making you think God is thinking about and dealing with you now with thoughts concerning this?
Because maybe he doesn't want me to go further with him.
But you're not making sense. I thought you knew that all thoughts are all lies all the time.
Yes, yes.
Then why do you think God has anything to do with this?
So should I just stop thinking about his condition?
Why do you think God has anything? You said to believe that your thoughts are lies, and they are. All thoughts are all lies all the time, right? Yes. Why have you decided to believe the thoughts about this?
I'm not believing, Jesse. I just don't know what to do.
Well, then why don't you talk to the guy about it?
But he cannot change his situation. He cannot start walking properly.
But the problem with you, not with him, why not talk to him about it?
Okay.
No, there was a question.
Because I don't want to hurt him. He cannot change it.
But
I should make up my mind without me talking to him, because he cannot do anything. He's going to tell me he cannot change, Jesse. It's me, the problem.
That's why you should be honest enough to talk to him about it. Maybe he can help you work it out.
Okay.
That doesn't make sense?
It does make sense, yes. And Jesse, I have another question, please.
Okay.
This, you said never get married with someone who was already married, right?
Right.
This man, he didn't get married, but he lived with his girlfriend for many years. That, in my mind, it's like getting married. So should I continue knowing him or not?
And did you talk to him about that?
No.
Why not?
Because that's not my concern, you know, what he did in his past.
So if it's not your concern, why are you asking the question then?
Because of what you said about getting married with someone who was already married. I'm asking for your opinion.
But you say he wasn't married, right?
Yes, he wasn't, but he was living with a woman.
But he wasn't married, though.
But that, in my mind, is like getting married.
But that your mind is wrong. Getting married is not like getting married. Either you're married, getting married, or you're not.
Okay.
What's wrong with you, Eve?
I know. I'm a mess.
And what's wrong? Why are you acting this way?
Because I'm scared of continue to get in to know him and then hurt him and then break up with him and hurt him. And I know it's not going to be because of his personality. He's a nice, kind man. He really is. And I've tried to control him and I cannot. So I know he could be a good boyfriend, husband, and all of that. It's just his physical condition. I don't know if I can see through that or not.
And that's why you should be honest with him.
Yeah. Yeah,
Be honest with him and as he should be with you, and whatever happens, happens. But you have all these things about the guy, you're dating the guy, but yet you're not being honest with how you're really feeling. And he doesn't know that. You should let him know that. And if the relationship doesn't work, it doesn't work, but at least you were fair with him and he's been fair with you, hopefully. How old are you, Eve?
27.
How much?
27.
And how old is he?
35.
Oh, okay. Why don't you have an honest conversation with the guy about what you're thinking and feeling?
And does this make me an evil person because I don't want to be with someone who is not healthy? Does it make me an evil person?
No, it doesn't.
Okay.
But at least you should be honest with the guy.
Okay. Okay.
All right?
Okay. Thank you, Jesse, for your time.
You're welcome. I wish you well.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. 888-7753-773. Ruben out of New York has been waiting a while. Ruben, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I wanted to say that I've been trying to get into the military, and I stopped smoking weed, but I haven't seemed to pass the practice drug test yet. I've been drinking a lot of water. and it's still not working. So,
what's still not working?
Well, I mean, I'm drinking a lot of water and exercising, but I still got THC in my system.
How do you know?
Even though, because I take the practice drug test.
Oh, I see.
Stuff and I'm trying to work that out.
How long does it take for that to leave the system?
Well, I didn't tell them I've been smoking for a long time, but apparently it takes like a month or a month and a half or something like that.
Oh, I see.
And it's been like 22 days since I stopped smoking weed, and I passed all the other stuff, but I just gotta wait for the medical stuff now to do.
Nice. Well, yeah. I wish you well with that.
Yeah, and there's a lot of illegal immigrants and Mexicans trying to join the military.
Amazing. They probably doing it for the benefits.
Yeah, they get a citizenship if they join.
Oh, I see. See, there, I told you. Some form of benefits.
Yeah. What's the biblical question?
Have you ever... I mean, can you really ever know a person?
I mean, my mind is telling me yes, but deep down, all I can really say is no.
And why do you say no?
'Cause there's always something, and, you know, there might be something that you don't know about yourself.
Right.
But if you really want to know something about yourself, God will show it to you, and maybe you'll learn a little bit more.
Well, I appreciate that, man. I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday, and I wish you well trying to get into the military. Let me know how it goes.
All right. Thank you very much. Be well.
You too, buddy. I got to take a quick break. One more hour to go. There are two lines open, 888-7753-773. And Hake is coming in with the hate news, not the fake news. And I'll be back in a moment. Back in a moment.
Hey, listen, before I ask my question, I want to thank you so much. The silent prayer. You know, I'm 50 years old. At home, we have a 16-year-old, 14-year-old, and a 10-year-old. And I got to tell you, introducing the silent prayer to my family, instead of just sitting down and saying the same old prayer over and over again before we eat our meal, to just be silent bringing all thoughts into captivity. Brother, that has been such a huge, huge blessing in our lives. I just want to encourage anyone to try that out. It's amazing to look around after we've done our silent prayer before we eat, to see the excitement in my kids' faces, like, oh yeah, Dad, I had a bunch today. Or the other one will be like, yeah, you know, I had a couple things that I've been thinking about. It really takes root, Jesse. And so I want to thank you so much. And ever since then, it's been absolutely amazing. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Turner. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. You're going to know God and His love. It's going to be amazing, man.
A whole lot of mess going on in the world. This is the end of hour two already of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Friday, May 3rd, AD 2024. Stay tuned for hour three. Last hour of JLP is coming right up, guys. But first, hate news, not fake news. There is one line open. You can call in right now if you're listening live or if you're listening between the hours of 6 and 9 a.m. here in Los Angeles, which is 9 to noon Eastern, 8 to 11 Pacific time. 888-77-JESSE, 1-888-775-3773. After the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, thehakereport.com is live as usual Monday through Friday, 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. No Joelle Friday TV on Friday at this point. So, but do subscribe to him on YouTube and follow him on Instagram as well, Joelle Friday TV. The Fallen State is happening at noon today with that one fellow, not morally straight guy, Perez Hilton. That's going to be kind of fun. And then, of course, American Anchor Baby, 4 p.m. on Friday's Nick stream. Make sure you catch him on his flight. Those are always a vibe, as in cool. And then Church with Jesse Lee Peterson Sunday, Church with Jesse Lee Peterson. You can go to rebuildingtheman.com/church. Make sure you are subscribed to Bond Rebuilding the Man, Bond YouTube channel. And it's also on, Rebuilding the Man is also on Rumble. You can catch clips there. And bitshoot.com/rebuildingtheman. Jesse Lee Peterson on BitChute and The Fallen State. Did you know people are still watching on BitChute? The most bitter comment section you ever want to see. Shout out to the BitChute comment section. Certified emotional support alligator is missing, according to CNN, Commie Nonsense Network. You heard it earlier this hour. The search is on to find Wally, a quote-unquote gentle emotional support alligator. Currently, at least according to the latest news that Hake read in the morning updates, currently on the loose in Georgia. What a mess. A white-haired old man is all broken up emotionally over it. He doesn't even want to prosecute the thief. He just says, no questions asked. Ping-pong-sized hailstones ravage a famous French wine region. You still think climate change is fake? It's real, people. CNN reports a violent hailstorm wreaked havoc on vineyards. You know, vines, the wine trees in Chablis, ripping plants apart in the latest weather-related blow to hit Chardonnay wine makers. What a mess. Women need to exercise and eat differently from men. CNN calls it than men, but that's improper English. It's from men, or to men if you're English. You may have heard about the benefits of intermittent fasting and strength training. But they're supposedly equally beneficial to men and women? Not necessarily. There was a recent executive order signed by crooked Joe Biden, a simp, a guy who pretends to care about women, to improve women's health research. It's grabbed headlines. Women are nearly twice as likely to die from heart attacks as men are, even though they die much later than men normally. Men normally die much earlier than women. According to a study published in 2022 in Women's Health Reports, they say misogynistic attitudes remain as well, because women hate men so bad, and then they accuse men of hating them, which is true. One doctor, Stacey Sims of New Zealand, who did this 2019 TED Talk, she claims women can already do long and slow exercise. They need high-intensity work for health benefits more than men need high-intensity work. Even though men are already more intense in their exercise anyway. Those true high-intensity intervals between 30 seconds to 1 minute, this helps women raise their metabolic rate and it helps reduce visceral, which is deep belly fat. And most importantly, it helps keep their gut microbe diverse, diversity in their guts. Helps improve cardiovascular health, too. And they also need to do stress resistance training. Helps their bones because they get osteoporosis a lot, right? Anyway, in the India election, 960 million people eligible to vote. What a mess. Maybe they should just skip that stuff. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP, Hour 3.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour show of the show. It's amazing. You can get involved by calling 888-77-JESSE. My biblical question for this week, and I'll respond on Sunday, an amazing biblical question. Can you really know another person? Can you really, really know another person? An amazing question. If you're out and about, buying some pot, fentanyl, or looking for Rally. What's that alligator guy name?
Wally.
Looking for Wally.
Pray for Wally.
Pray for Wally. If you're out and about doing all that, whatever you're doing, running, trying to get into my country, or you're at one of the universities fighting against the Jews, or whatever you're doing, you can be listening to the show by calling the listen line at 841-793-53775. No, what am I doing? 841-793-15004. 841-793. What? 641. 641. I don't know why. 641-793-1500. 641-793-1500. Jerome said, that's how you read my chat. What now? You can be listening, but you can podcast all the shows as well. And don't forget to follow us on social media. JLP Talk on X and Jesse Lee Peterson on Instagram. And to have your super chats read out loud, your donates and super chats read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP or JLP Talk or Jesse Lee Peterson on Instagram. All right. But to follow us, folks, on rumble.com/Jesse Lee Peterson, cozy.tv/JLP Talk, like, follow, ring the bell, subscribe, and all those good things. It is Friday, and every Friday, you can get it off your chest every Friday is Express Yourself Friday.
You, Tom, like a mug.
You need to go and get yourself bleached. Because everything you say about black people, and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
Noam says she then took the dog out to a gravel pit, George, and shot the dog. She said that, quote, I hated that dog.
I feel like I should start a new series called What the Hell is Wrong with Humanity?
I'm surprised people have not heard of
this. I don't think
before.
There's anybody on any side of the aisle, any human being that thinks it's acceptable. Go, I mean, that's just hideous.
Where what? Is the humanity?
So she's done politically.
Okay, so shooting your dog is not funny, okay?
Well, guess what? Now this is happening.
What are you doing?
It was a dog that was extremely dangerous. We were her second chance, and she...
blew it! You had it all and you blew it!
I think you have a woman here who desperately wants to be vice president and ultimately president. And so she says, I can be tough like a man. How can I be tough like a man? I can kill a puppy.
Where did she get that from? Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. The world gone crazy. Last night we had the men's forum and the first Thursday of every month. And it was, I just wanted to say to the guys, and everybody and daddy showed up. I want to say to you, stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. Really. There's nothing to turn back to. You don't want to go back into hell. Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. And be willing, the men and the women, be willing to stand alone. This is one journey you must take. You can, what's so beautiful about this journey, you can't take it with anyone else. It's not going to work that way. It's not set up that way. It's not going to happen. And you will not regret it once you take it. And you will be glad you stood alone for it. And once you can do that, you can stand alone in the world and then have an amazing life. You will be able to stand alone in the world because the average person cannot stand alone today. They're evil. They're insecure. They have fear, doubt, and worry. So they must find a group to identify with, not to fellowship with or just hang out sometime, but they want to totally identify with the group. As long as you do, you will never know yourself. There is a lot of, so stay with it, guys. There's a protest going on in our country, as you know. And I believe, and I could be wrong. I doubt I am about this situation, but I can be wrong. It's going to be a long, hot summer. This is gearing up for something that I don't think my country is working. Is ready for at this point. Really. And whomever is behind all this and putting the money up behind it and making it all happen, you're evil. And I don't blame you for everything that these other people are doing, but you're evil. America is over. America is over. You better hope the great white hope get in there in November, and they'll try hard to make sure he doesn't. That should say something to you. Have you ever seen any effort to stop somebody from becoming a president in the United States before, as they're doing with the great white hope? And if you have not seen it and you haven't, why don't you ask, well, why is it that they're doing this to one man? They want to take over your country, and he's in the way. They want to take over your country in order to control you, and Donald Trump is in the way. and they're so accustomed to have power now, they don't want to give it up. And Donald Trump is in the way. And this is about control. It's about getting rid of the Christianity in America. It's about getting rid of white people and take total control of the country. I would suggest you wake up. But it's up to you. You can stay asleep or you can wake up for all those who want to. And these campus protests, pay attention. Don't get caught up with the okie-doke so you can really see what's going on and who is behind it. But if you get upset or excited or whatever, you're not going to see what's going on, and nor will you see how to protect yourself from it. This is a continuation what they allow so-called Black Lives Matter to do, and they got away with it. This is more of that. But this time, our enemies see our weakness. We have a weak government. And they want it that way. So I would drop my anger, do what you want, so you can watch and see what's going on. Even Al Sharpton commented on this the other day. And some say he made an interesting point about the protesters. Watch this from MSNBC.
The riots on college campuses, the riots at the Chicago Convention in 68, all of those things moved my family from being Democrats their entire life to being Republicans. I remember I was young, and I remember my parents asking, what in the world is going on in this country? And of course, I don't want Donald Trump to get elected, all right?
There you go.
Trying to help you. If you're too stupid to figure that out, you can change to another channel.
But that is what bothers me. Anytime what you are protesting for
right.
becomes secondary to what you are doing, then you're really not protesting for it. And you, in many ways, dramatized what we did in Vieques, what I did later in other situations, was to bring attention to a cause. Not become the cause.
Right.
And what is troubling me about a lot of this is they become the cause. It's about them.
I would like for you to show me one cause where it's never been about them. Even the so-called civil rights movement. And that was supposed to be a so-called legitimate cause, but it wasn't. It was about the so-called leaders of the cause. It was never about the people. They wanted to get in so they could get so-called power to earn a living for themselves. It was never real. The same thing here. It was never real. Same thing here. No different. The civil rights movement, just like the so-called Black Lives Matter movement, it was never about the people. Where are they now? It didn't do anything to help the blacks. Zero. But the blacks were used to destroy America. And according to the report, when Black Lives Matter got what they want, where are they now? Dinesh D'Souza make an interesting point about the protest. Watch this from Dinesh D'Souza.
Trying to figure out the motivations of these students is not all that easy. But it seems to me there are kind of almost two different ways to look at them. One is the students are potential terrorists. They are revolutionaries. They are motivated by hatred of Israel. These are people who are, in a serious sense, taking sides in a distant war. That's one view of it. Here's another view of it, and that is that the students are lost souls, and the students are yearning to be part of some great struggle. And there is no great struggle that they're part of, and there's not one kind of on the horizon either. And so they adopt a great struggle in fantasy, and they replicate the fantasy on their own campus.
Amazing. The students are lost. They have no clue of what they're doing. They're being used just like any other movement does. They have no clue. They're lost. And when this movement died down, and it will at some point, they'll find another group to do it with. And the student will be lost. They were not going to have anything. They would profit nothing from it. Not at all. Why not? And I understand, but why not wake up and take control of your own life? Why don't you want to do that? Because you're not happy living in the hell that you're in. You're not happy with that. Now, there are a lot of people who love their hell, absolutely, but a few don't. What a sad way to live. My country is gone. I never thought for one iota of a second that these things would be happening in my country. I never thought that. It just didn't seem. It looked like America had more sense than this. And if you notice in these protests, for the most part, exceptions to the rule, who are the evil devils using? They're using the females. They have the female seen to be, in some of the cases, leading this mess, because they know that the female is set up and meant to usher in hell on earth, to bring it come through the woman. And a lot of women are starting to see this, especially when they hear the message of forgiveness. And they're not allowing themselves to be used, but these young people are. Thank God some people are starting to wake up. Get ready. It's going to be a bumpy ride this summer. You think this is bad, and it is. It's going to be a bumpy ride this summer. A long, hot summer. Keeping cool will be the thing to do. It's going to be a long, hot summer. Also, I want to say this to you before I go to your calls. According to a report, some people are starting to wake up to the border crisis. How about a day late and a dollar short? But at least they're starting to wake up if this story is true. Because the government we have in control right now, they have not done one thing about the border. Isn't that like amazing? They're sending money to Ukraine, but they won't send one dime to the border to look out for you, the American citizen. The Daily Caller, one of the most noble recent surveys, a poll found that 53% of American favor, 56% of Americans favor using military troops to arrest and deport people who come in the U.S. unlawfully. What took you so long? This has been going on for the last 4 years or so, and even longer than that. Why are you just not in support of that? and people are still coming by the drove. And now the American people are in support of stopping it. They want to even use the military to stop it. Dollar late and a day short. But this administration is not going to do it, so don't worry about it. It's not going to happen. Wait until the Great White Hope. I wouldn't be surprised, speaking of that. Excuse me. I wouldn't be surprised that the closer we get to November, that this administration might pretend to be using or doing something to stop the border, the overflow of the border there, just to try to stay in, to control you and control, and to destroy the country even more so. May God have mercy on my country. And when it comes to Trump trial in New York, CNN is reporting a new poll finds that only 44% of Americans express confidence in the jury chosen chosen for the case would be able to reach a fair verdict. That's a sad commentary for America, but that's the way it is. While 56% more skeptical that a fair outcome is in the cards. This is in America. And the way they, according to the report, the way they treated Donald Trump in this trial, I didn't know the court can do this. I didn't know they were allowed to do this, and especially to a man that was the president of the country before. They're like preventing Donald Trump from going out and speaking about the case, but everybody else involved are doing so, except for Trump and his team. I didn't know they could do that in America. The court's gone wild. But since it's a white man that this is happening to, Donald Trump, no big deal, right? No big deal. Some people are still asleep. Wake up, America, before it's too late. The Hill is reporting that New York City Mayor Eric Adams said it was despicable that the U.S. schools would allow another country to flag to fly on their campus. Watch this compilation.
And it's despicable that schools will allow another country flag to fly in our country. It's despicable that schools will allow another country flag to fly in our country. We want to act like these isms don't exist. We want to act like everything is a wonderful world. And it's just not.
This is the guy that put in the illegal alien before the folks in New York, the citizens of New York. Remember the hotels? They won't bring back the police. They're giving these people free stuff. And they gave these people food and the illegal aliens. And the people don't like the food. We all like this food. They want something else. And they're putting women in control because the women are not earning it. Women were not built that way, right? They're putting men, them in control to make sure that the country never returns. So this guy out of New York, I'm wondering out loud, is he trying to get reelected? Why doesn't he join with the governor of Texas and send those illegals back if he really want to get reelected? So listen, I want to go fast with this. We started on this story a couple of days ago. We didn't get a chance to finish. It's a mess, folks. Either you protect your children from this, or you don't have children at all. And this is part of this documentary that we told you about, Single Mothers. This is from way back archives. Documentary delves into the reason behind the growing number of single women choosing to have children. These women discuss the economic and emotional reality of raising a child alone. This mother recognized that it would be hard for the boy when he's older. Watch this from way back archive.
Kathy was 29 when she found herself pregnant. She didn't believe in abortion and didn't want to give her baby up for adoption. She said she couldn't live, never knowing where he was or what had happened to him.
I sat down by myself many a night by myself, and I just really thought about it. I thought about having one by myself. Would I be able to do it? Would I be able to handle the baby, the problems that would go with it, everything, knowing that this baby would be dependent on me and me alone.
Kathy had a casual relationship with Kinsey's father. When she told him she was pregnant, he denied the child was his and has never seen his son. That, says Kathy, hurts her.
I think if the baby's father would even have just taken an interest in him to the point to acknowledging, just to say, okay, he's really here and he's really mine, and go from there, then things would be,
what you got?
I think, a lot better for the baby in the long run. I think it's really going to be hard on Kinsey when he gets older. But I'm going to be there to make up for whatever I can.
But she didn't think about that beforehand, right? You want a baby. And she says that her father tried to warn her. Watch this from way back archive. Her father tried to warn her. She didn't listen. Watch this.
Her parents supported her decision, though her father had his doubts.
He said to me, Catherine, you're going to take on an awful big burden. And I said to him, Dad, if I look at it as a burden, it's going to be a burden. I didn't plan on looking at it as a burden. I looked at it as a learning experience, not only for me, but for the baby. It would be something new to both of us. We would learn together and hopefully enjoy it together. It is very frustrating at times. Many a time I have paced through the house with him in the middle of the night, and he's just cried, teething, or he's got a stomachache, and I just walk with him, and you can't soothe him, and it gets to the point where you just cry with him, and you walk and you cry, which you do relieve a lot of your tensions that way, which is good, but you can't turn to someone and say, can you please take him for a while? I just can't do anything for him. There's no one there. You can look in the mirror and say it to yourself, and that's about as far as you're going to get with it.
Amazing. Men, women need you. But ladies, don't wait for the men. Work on yourself. You won't end up in this type of situation. She feels that the child has fulfilled an emptiness in her. This, again, from way back archive. Watch this. Oh, we got to take a break. Okay, we don't have time for that one. That's the last one from that story. Let's take a quick break. When I come back, we'll finish that. Your phone calls and super chats right after this break. It's amazing. Back in a moment. Have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy, they're miserable, they have rough lives, they're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand, I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Okay, the treasure chest is now open on D-Live. Quick announcement. The Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour. TheHakeReport.com from 9 to 11 a.m. Monday through Friday. And James Hake is on fire. And at 12 noon today, a brand new episode of the FallenState.tv, Perez Hilton was on my Fallen State show, and it was, you don't want to miss it. I can't even find a word to express. And he is a media personality and journalist. Watch this.
Next time on the Fallen State.
Are you a Christian?
No, I'm a believer in science, and I believe scientists and people smarter than me.
What's important to you?
My children, and I'm a gay dad. What do you think of that?
I believe that human beings can do exactly what they want. If they want to live in hell, they can live in hell.
I was born this way. I have zero attraction to women.
Let me ask, did you grow up close to your father or your mother?
Doesn't matter.
It was interesting, to say the least. At 12 noon today, Pacific time. And thank you again for your support of the FallenState.tv. And then at 4 p.m. every Friday, the American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby will be riding high off the energy given to him by God. By God. You want to take a ride with the American Anchor Baby at 4 p.m.? Don't forget. And also, podcast is live. Well, all the shows, man, they've been amazing. The American Anchor Baby at 4 p.m. today. And I'll see you on Sunday if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. And two other quick things. Number one, I'm looking for a PR person. I need someone that knows what they're doing, so you got to have some experience for this one. And because I get so many requests for it, And my chef already just doing everything. We were trying to hold back from hiring other people until we see if we're going to move when and where so we don't have to inconvenience anyone. But I got to get the PR person. It could be a male or female, but you got to have some experience and also in PR and also not be afraid to negotiate and all that kind of stuff. Keep up with what's going on. All right, and send your resume to bond@bondinfo.org. bond@bondinfo.org, all right? And I am getting truckloads of them already, but we'll let you know. And last but not least, sign up for the newsletter. We have a brand new newsletter that we're putting out every 3 months or so. And we have this one going out really soon. It's no cost to you. Just go to rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com, and put your address there or call 800-411-BOND and let them know you like a copy of this free newsletter. And here's this woman, last soundbite from this woman. She says that she feels that the child has fulfilled an emptiness for her. This is from way back archives. Watch this.
But despite the hardships, Kathy says she has no regrets.
He has more or less fulfilled an emptiness, I think. When you're single, they say single people are lonely, and you are to a certain degree. There are many nights when you sit home and you're just really down and out, and you have the baby here, and he just smiles at you and giggles with you, and you can get down on the floor and play with him or just feed him or whatever, and just things that they do, they make you forget your loneliness, and they make you feel like you are a human. You are a person with a purpose in life, and they just love you to death, and you love them back.
So he used a baby for her own personal ego, thinking that's going to solve the problem. Poor baby. The baby going to suffer for that because it's about the mama. It's not about the baby. Not at all. And the baby will pay a price for that. Last but not least, anyone who has anger is a female. Watch this from TikTok.
I'd like to address yet another stupid Republican talking point that is destroying our world about climate change. But before I do, I want to address my own caustic attitude and tone. I don't like it. I don't like talking like this. I don't like being like this. In person, I prefer to see the best in people and relate to people through common humanity, even when we disagree. In this case, yes, it is true that the climate does naturally change. 12,000 years ago, the end of the last ice age allowed humans to proliferate through the world. But it's also true that humans affect climate, you f***. It is possible to have a morning and an afternoon. We have 8 billion people on the planet. We have never seen anything like this in the history of humanity. When we say environment, it's not some woo-woo liberal thing. It's our house. Wake up.
How would you like for that to be your husband, ladies? It would be like two lesbians together. What a mess. What a mess. Let me go quickly to the busy phones here. Let me go to a first-time call out of California, Anthony. Anthony, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Jesse, thanks for having me, man. Can you hear me okay?
Loud and clear. Go ahead, Anthony.
I don't even know where to start, man. I'll start with, I want to give you a little insight. My family's Coptic Egyptian. We're Coptic Orthodox, and my dad and mom had to immigrate from Egypt in the 80s because they're Christian and the Muslim Brotherhood was getting violent. Basically, if you're Christian, they'll throw acid on you. They'll burn your churches down. They'll not let you have jobs and things like that. But
what a mess.
I think, yeah, it's crazy, man. But they came here and they're distraught seeing what's happening on these campuses.
I can imagine, man.
Yeah, it's the Muslim Brotherhood, though. So what they're doing is they don't have power in Egypt, so they fund these college campuses. They fund the Muslim Student Association. And I think that's how the funding gets here, since they have not as much of an influence.
You know, I've been told, I don't know, but I've been told that the Jewish people have a lot of power. And I hear all the time that they control everything, and there are some white people mad at them, and some blacks, and everybody mad at the Jews. If it's true that the Jews control everything, why is it that the Jews are allowing these people to do that, this stuff to them in their own in this country?
That's a great point, Jesse. I think the logical or the reasonable conclusion is that maybe the Jews don't control everything.
Evidently, man. What the?
Yeah, it doesn't really add up. And I think the issue we have in the States is that, you know, it's a cultural difference, Jesse. People in the United States, they're innocent, you know. They don't know that kids in Gaza, you know, when they say they're going to school every day, it's not the school we know. It's a Sharia school. So what they do is they read the Quran, and not only the Quran, but the Hadith, which is where all the really destructive texts are. And they train them like that from the time they're 3 years old till they're 18.
Another thing that I'm concerned about is that Christians and Jews are seen as infidel by these so-called leaders of the Muslim world, and they train their young people to see it in the same way, and they hate us, and they're now in our own country, and we don't have protection from this, from the government. They have defunded the police. And they are, I don't know what's going to happen, man, because they definitely see Christians and Jews as infidel, and I just don't know what's going to happen. And it's going to get worse, though, Anthony, before it gets better.
Yeah, no, I know, Jesse. I mean, one thing I want to point out what's interesting, and I think maybe you could spread this idea, but I was looking into, I was listening to your show recently, and you talk about Elijah Muhammad, and I look into him, and I see that, I don't know what the Nation of Islam is, but I think it's troubling where, I don't understand completely the identity crisis Black Americans have.
They don't have one. They need to forgive their mother. They don't have a real problem at all. It's all made up.
You know, you have more authority on that than I do, but the last thing I want to see is people, you know, that have this invisible problem with identity, the last thing I want to see is them, you know, associating or identifying with what they think is their roots. It's dangerous.
Mess. Thank you, Anthony. I got to run, but I appreciate that. 888-7753-773. Thank you, Anthony. James out of New York. James, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse. How's it going?
All is well, James. Thanks for calling. There's one line open, folks.
Now I want to talk to you a little bit because I kind of like let go of the relationship with my mom.
Uh-huh.
You know, I've been listening to you and how you've been talking to people about their situations with their mothers. Like, don't let them move in with you. Let them live their own life. Don't let them manipulate you. And like, since I forgave my mother and did the steps that I was talking to you about and forgive my parents, I've noticed that my mom has, like, been, I guess she thought, like, that was a way, since I forgave her, to, like, start guilting me and manipulating me in a way.
Because yes.
ever since I did that, she's been trying to get me to come around more or to do favors for her. She's also tried, you know, oh, can I move in with you? You know, she was telling me, like, oh, Medicare would pay you for taking care of me because, you know, she has all these issues. And, you know, my brother's moving, so she has to move out with him. And, like, I think if before I started listening to you, I think she would have had the power to convince me to, you know, and I'm about to have a kid in, you know, a few months.
So you're married?
So, yeah, I'm married. And, like,
amazing.
I'm like, thank God I didn't, you know, like, have to deal with this before I started listening to you, because I think she could have maybe manipulated me into getting her moving the house.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
You know, I told her, like, I'm like, look, my, like, I can't have you move in, and, you know, you have to fix your own life. I can't be here for you like that. Like, you want to call me or you want to talk to go visit dad or something, I can do that for you, but I can't save you from yourself. You know,
nice.
You have to save yourself from yourself.
Yeah.
And it was hard for me to do that.
Why?
Because, you know, because I don't want to hurt my mom's feelings, even though that's not my problem, you know, because as soon as I said that to her, she was like, you know, because she would threaten me with suicide or, you know, and stuff like this. And I'm like, I can't deal with that no more. If you're going to kill yourself, I guess you're going to have to kill yourself.
That's right.
That's
trying to
problem.
Control you, man. That's her life. If you want to kill herself, let her kill herself.
Yeah, and another thing is, like, I've been encouraging her to, like, get help from the state a bit, you know. She has insurance, she has Medicare, you know, like, she doesn't want to give up her freedom a bit, you know. But I'm like, Ma, you're getting old, and also you don't have the means to take care of yourself. You probably should go into a nursing home, like what Dad's in right now, you know. Like,
right on.
It's time for you to go.
Yep.
And, she wasn't happy about that. And she's like, she told me she regretted coming to my wedding. I was like, why do you say that to me? I'm like, what is it? You're supposed to, you know, support your son and stuff. But I just want to say thank you, Jesse, because, you know, I think if I didn't have these, you know, got the advice from you and just learning from your show, I think this would affect me in a lot harder way mentally.
Yes.
And I wouldn't have been able to deal with the situation like I'm dealing with it now. And I feel like this is the best way I could be dealing with.
Right on. Stay with it, and just work on you. And you're just going to become freer and freer and freer. It's going to be amazing. So stay with it.
Yeah, I think this mama spirit is fully out of me now. You know, I don't got it now. I feel like a more of a man now.
Right on, man. And if she threatened to commit suicide or whatever, it's all in an effort trying to control you. And so if she decided to do that, that's on her. There's nothing you can do about it, and there's no reason to feel guilty about it.
Thank you for that, man. Because before I heard you say that, I was like, "Damn, man, I don't know how this woman has so much power over me, but it's gone now." So,
nice.
I appreciate you, Jesse. Thank you.
You're welcome. Does your wife obey you?
She does not.
That's your mama.
I know. She's a good person, though. But she's not.
No such thing as a good woman that will not obey her husband.
There's not. But so I actually got her to listen to you for the first hour because she works during the day, so she can't hear.
Right.
But she listened to the water bottle episode, and she was laughing.
Well, hopefully she'll start working on herself, especially now that you have a baby coming, because if she doesn't, she's going to destroy your child.
Yeah, no, don't worry.
All right.
I'll be sure to get her to obey as soon as I can.
All right. I wish you well, James. Call me again, buddy.
Have a great weekend. Bye,
you too.
Jesse.
Amazing. 888-7753-773. Super Chat.
Grandpa Daryl bought a diamond on DLive asking, could Jesse hear the chirp during Ruben's call?
I did. Wow, I did. But I just said anything because I knew he wasn't going to last. He wasn't on for that long. But yeah. I did hear the chirp.
Urinal children said, blats and smoke detectors. Good Lord. How do people live with the chirp? You know how Jesse says, not all, but most? Not the case for blats and smoke alarm battery replacement. Winky face.
Amazing. Thank you.
He's a supporter on Rumble.
What now? Thank you.
Prep Ham Paul on Rumble. Women take out their hate all their life so the men's hearts give out. Yep. Then without the man, the woman's heart has no place to direct the hate, so it swells and gives out later in life.
Good point. Interesting point.
Canadian David says, if B-Rad, Jamie Kennedy, your Fallen State guest from the other week, don't celebrate White History Month, he ain't white.
That's right. Amazing. July just feels white. Thank you.
Prep Ham Paul says, I lost my pet rock when I was 6. Can I get on the news?
No. I can't believe they had that stupid story of some guy whining over an alligator.
Terrible.
What is this world coming to? Thank you.
Mr. Pink bought a coffee. Speaking of ridiculous pets, I've been seeing this guy walk around SF with his dog and pet duck. The duck walks along with him quacking. It has a little duck-shaped shoes, and the guy has a diaper strapped to the duck's butt to stop it from spraying everywhere. What the?
Shout amazing!
Out to the chat, spam duck. Emojis.
Whoa, how sad is that?
Terrible.
Thank you.
NF bought a coffee. Hi, Jesse. In response to the clip about the dog from earlier,
yes.
I am from Virginia, and dog killings are making the news in my area also. I was like, what the? People are hoping for the death of killers. Let's wait and see where this goes.
That's right. What a mess. Thank you.
NF wants to respond to the biblical question.
How can you ever, can you really ever know another person? Can you really ever know another person?
You can totally know every other human being on earth. All you have to do is know yourself.
Amazing. Thank you. I'll put my 2 cents out on Sunday. I appreciate that.
Daniel from Texas bought a coffee. Jesse, thanks, Jesse and your team. The more I listen, the more I see. Thank you. Love all. Love y'all. Oh, yeah, Jesse, does your pee ever not smell like coffee beans? LOL.
Oh, no.
Because you don't drink water?
Oh, I do drink water. I just don't drink water because the commercial system said drink it every 10 minutes, 5 minutes. But I do drink water. What the? Thank you, though.
Joey bought a coffee. We need to make laws that punish corporations and companies who hire illegal aliens. Aliens emoji. If these companies don't hire them, they wouldn't come here.
Yeah. I remember we had tried something like that way back when, but I don't think we succeeded. The illegal alien will have to show some type of citizenship card.
E-verify.
Yeah, something like that. Remember?
Yeah.
That never did get passed, all right?
I'm not even sure.
I don't know what happened with that. Thank you, though.
And those are easy to, the I-9s are easy to fake, too.
Yeah.
I heard. Maybe. No Fear, Just Faith bought a coffee. Looking forward to your interview with Perez Hilton on this week's episode of The Fallen State. I used to read his gossip blog years ago when he wrote about young celebrities. He's a hot mess. Should be very interesting.
It will be. Believe me. Because I wasn't familiar with the guy. It's going to be very interesting. Thank you.
The Key bought 3 coffees. Greetings, Jesse and crew. It's so interesting. The closer Jesus came to the cross, the more he let his words be few. Zip.
Nice.
Zip emoji. Respectively, the gag order put on Trump was intended to harm him, but the Father works all things together for our good.
Absolutely.
Note to self, be silent when others persecute and speak all manner of evil against you.
Absolutely. Thank you.
The Father fights our battles when we hold our peace.
If I hold my peace and let the Lord fight my battle, then the victory shall be mine. Thank you.
Ramel in the Loop bought a coffee. Biblical question answer.
Can you really ever know another person?
Yes. Once you know your true self, you'll really know every person. You'll know just as you can't help yourself, they can't either.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Woozy says, for work yesterday, I visited a beautiful remote property in the mountains. The owner bought it for his wife and young son 40 years ago. His mother-in-law in the nearby city didn't like the idea of her daughter living so far out of town, so she bought a house for her daughter to live in town. The wife moved in, took his son to live there, depriving the son of what could have been an absolutely amazing childhood working with his father and surrounded by nature. All we could do is laugh about how evil women could be. I admired the man for staying on his property. Right. Can you say alpha male?
Alpha male. Alpha male. Absolutely. Amazing!
Even from Rotterdam, the Netherlands. My biblical question answer.
Can you ever really know another person?
Pearson comes from the Greek word persona, which means mask. We are not a person, we are a spirit. The spirit wears no masks, it simply is. Whole and without labels, no words. So it might be possible to know someone else spirit to spirit, but knowing a person is not possible because persons, personalities are fake, an illusion. They cover up the real being. Words are silly things. That's my answer. Love y'all.
Thank you. I put my 2 cents in on Sunday. Thank you for that.
Santino, three coffees. If someone burns to death, do they get a discount at the crematorium? Thank you, Santino.
Good question. Thank
three
you.
Three coffees.
I don't look forward to find out. Thank you.
Mac O'Leary, three coffees from Mac. Hey, Jesse, you won't believe this. I'm doing a construction job inside today. Have to work alongside Mexican workers that the homeowners hired to finish the work because they're cheaper to pay. I'm still listening to the show on my radio, though. I don't think they speak English. Have a great weekend. See you Sunday.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Shout out to the top contributors, Cactus Eater Bear, Stan 69, Evgeny Crosby, Aries 1, Grandpa Daryl, and the rest of the D-Live crew.
Thank you.
Hola. And I think that's all for now.
Amazing. Si, senor. Senor, si. Amazing. Thank you all for your support. I do appreciate it. I am so out of time, folks. My God, where did the time go? Get on the straight and narrow path and stay there. Stay there. You will not regret it. Men and women, stay there. Do the silent prayer. Forgive your mothers and your father. But you got to forgive both. All right? And do the prayer. Thank you for your support. The Hake Report is coming up now. And then a brand new episode of Father's State at 12 noon. And then the American Anchor Baby at 4 p.m. Amazing men form last night. The lack of sleep made it all worth it. I don't care. It was a mind-blowing meeting. And see you on Sunday if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. The Hake Report is coming up now. Thank you, all callers. Thank you all so much. I'll get to you Monday if the Lord is willing, all right? Thank you, guys. Thank you. Amazing! You must know that so you can stand up. Something went wrong, but face the truth about yourself and just seek first God's kingdom, cause So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer.
I know some people have called in and they wonder if the silent prayer is working. And I just want to take a second and to tell them that it works. You just have to stick with it.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I started doing before I even forgave my parents. And I was so depressed and suicidal at some times that I just would have to stop in the middle of my job or whatever I was doing and go into the silent prayer. And it really does help. Like, I don't have those anymore.
Amazing. You haven't seen anything yet. Doubt every thought. Bring every thought into captivity. Just let them all pass. Don't judge them. You haven't seen anything. It gets better and better and better and easier, easier, easier. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church.
listen, before I ask my question, I want to thank you so much. The silent prayer, you know, I'm 50 years old. At home, we have a 16-year-old, 14-year-old, and a 10-year-old. And I got to tell you, introducing the silent prayer to my family, instead of just sitting down and saying the same old prayer over and over again before we eat our meal, to just be silent, bringing all thoughts into captivity. Brother, that has been such a huge, huge blessing in our lives. I just want to encourage anyone to try that out. It's amazing to look around after we've done our silent prayer before we eat, to see the excitement in my kids' faces. Like, oh yeah, Dad, I had a bunch today. Or the other one will be like, yeah, you know, I had a couple things that I've been thinking about. It really takes root, Jesse. And so I want to thank you so much. And ever since then, it's been absolutely amazing. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Turner. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. You're going to know God and his love. It's going to be amazing, man.
Thank you, Jesse Lee Peterson, for an excellent JLP show, The Hake Report.